Ever since I heard Peggy Keane's tape last year, I've looked forward to actually seeing her perform, so I'm really looking forward to the concert we're about to hear. This concert was made possible with funds provided by the Philadelphia Foundation, and it's a great pleasure now to welcome and introduce singer Peggy King and pianist Michael Abeni.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Terry, for not saying that you weren't born when I was singing before. I appreciate that very much. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon, but oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. Cause ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, 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 who's got the last laugh? Ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
That was from a film called Shall We Dance. I think Fred Astaire sang that song. You'll find that I do a lot of songs that Fred Astaire sang. I love his singing. People look at me like I'm crazy, but I love his phrasing. I love what he does with the lyric. For a man with absolutely no voice, he's always been one of my favorite singers. And when I met him, I told him that, and he said, I said, oh, Mr. Astaire, I really love your singing. He said, you mean my dancing? And I said, no, I mean your singing. And he said, God bless you, Peggy King. This is, I won't tell you the name, we'll just surprise you. This is the oldest song we're doing. It's from 1928, and I absolutely love this song.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little while, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills down my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Like I could melt into heaven, I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt, finding another world. kiss me twice, then once more. That makes thrice. Let's try for 4-4. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on? Kiss me once, then once more. What a dance I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on? How long has this been going on?
Thank you. For those of you under 35, this song came from a film, a Gene Kelly film called An American in Paris. For those of you a little older than that, it came from a 1938 movie by Sam Goldwyn called Goldwyn Follies, I think. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. Just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
For me, for What a lovely world this world would be, with a world of love in store for you, for me, forevermore.
Thank you. That's, I didn't want to stop because I really wanted to go right into that, but that's, from a 1947 film. George Gershwin died in 1937, but when they started doing this, Ira rummaged around and came up with some wonderful old melodies, and he loved that one, and he put these words to it. It was from a Betty Grable film called The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, which I saw. I was a little tiny girl, and I don't remember who the man was who sang it, unless it was Dick Hames. Who it was. Somebody here knows. Okay, you're showing your age, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Those were all Ira and George Gershwin. And then, of course, you know that Ira went on to write with just about every one of the great composers, and he died just a few weeks ago. I thought it might be interesting to do some songs by a contemporary songwriter. And this is someone I know very, very, very well. When I was just coming away from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Films, where I had been sitting and filing my nails for several years and taking fencing lessons and things, all sorts of things like that, and not doing much else, because it was the end of the big movie time. Arthur Freed had taken me there. I got a phone call. I did a local show, and I got a phone call from a young man named Arthur Hamilton, and he was working for Jack Webb on Dragnet, and he said he'd written a song for me, and he'd like very much to have me come on a Dragnet and do it. And I did, and that began a very long and happy relationship. This first song by Arthur is the name of my new album, Rain Sometimes. I don't think you've ever heard it. It was written in 1965, but it's a very nice song. Money down the drain, sometimes reason to complain, sometimes that's how it'll be. But there'll be champagne sometimes, lobster flown from Maine sometimes. We'll ride the gravy train sometimes. Just you wait and see. We may be stranded in the rain sometimes, dream our dreams in vain sometimes, lose more than we gain sometimes. But this I guarantee, love is not for sometimes, love is for all times, for all times, for you. Sometimes. sounds like an old song, doesn't it? This next song will be very familiar to you because it's really become a classic. Before it had ever been recorded, before anybody ever did it, I opened up Mocambo at the height of the Goebel show. Hello, George. George is in Valley Forge today. Hello, George. And it was Arthur's birthday, and he'd never heard this song done by anybody. It hadn't been recorded, and no one had done it anywhere. And he was sitting right there in the front row. And about halfway through the show, I said, Arthur, happy birthday. Now you say you love me. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cry. Drove me right out of my head. Why you never shed a tear. Do I remember? Yeah, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you are through with me. And now you say you love me. To prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried. Arthur writes words and music. He doesn't write with anyone. He doesn't need to. He doesn't have to. This is a song from a very old, obscure album of mine. I think it sold 3 copies, and 2 of them were to my family, called Lazy Afternoon. But Arthur wrote this song for me in 1956, just before I went to New York and then eventually got married. I think it's one of the best pop tunes ever written. I'll let you be the judge. I'm in love, and yet I wonder, is it worth the pain I'm under? I'm in love with a man with a little boy heart.
gotta play the games he chooses. Gotta be the one who loses. I'm in love with a man with a little boy heart. Gotta scold him when he's bad and praise him when he's good. He's heartless and hopeless, but why love the dopeless? He'd act like a man if he could. All I've got, got to give him. I not only love, I live him. He's a man, but a man with a little boy heart. He's a man, but a man with a little boy heart.
This concert is giving me enormous pleasure.
Oh, me too.
I want to say for our listeners just joining us that this is Fresh Air, and we're featuring now a live concert from our music studio here at 91 FM with singer Peggy King and pianist Michael Abeni. And Peggy King resides here in Philadelphia. She performed a great deal in the 50s in all the variety shows on television and in all the top nightclubs. She took some time off to raise her family, and her children are grown, and she's performing again. And if you'd like to be able to listen to some music, she'll have an album coming out towards the beginning of the year called Rain Sometime, and that's a title song from the composer who we just heard.
Yeah, Arthur Hamilton.
We're going to just take a short break here from the performance to do a short intermission interview, and then Peggy King and Michael Abeni will perform for us a little more. Peggy, did you always plan on coming back to performing after you took your break?
No. I really didn't plan to take that long a break, but we moved to the suburbs. I had two children in a year and 10 days, and I was very busy, and the chauffeur. I was doing all the PTA or whatever, those things. No, not the PTA, the brownies. That's it, the brownies. I was the greatest brownie leader that you ever had. Right, Susie? My daughter will tell you. But I never thought about it. I'm kind of a freak. If I don't sing for 3 or 4 years, then I open my mouth and it's there. You know, one day I'll open my mouth and it'll be dust, if I don't stop that. I think now that I'm older, I will have to warm up a little. My husband says that someone said to him, I'd like to use Peggy's warm-up thing, whatever she uses up. And Sam said, that's easy. Peggy goes, That's because I did so much live radio and live television. You really didn't have a lot of time to get yourself together.
Well, you recorded several albums.
Oh, yeah, I did a lot of albums with Columbia, yes.
And you just went back into the studio and recorded one.
Yes.
That I think you produced yourself.
I didn't produce it. Michael Abeni I produced it with the engineer whose name is Jay Messina. They produced it.
You had the kind of control. I had
a lot of input.
Yeah, that
yes.
that
I carried a very large stick. Yes, yes.
What was the difference for you between what you wanted from the album now and what albums were like in the 50s?
Well, the big difference was that Mitch Miller wasn't in the booth, and I couldn't see all of that conducting. No, the major difference today in recording is that they do it in pieces. They do it in sections, which we did not do the album in sections. We did it in 3 3-hour sessions right straight through. We did not do it in pieces. The rock people have to do that because sometimes there'll be three of them playing all 20 instruments or something, And furthermore, if there is a mistake on a very good take, you can take that out and still keep, brush that off and keep the tape. But I really, as a matter of fact, when we were at the record plant where we did this in New York, which is where all the final John Lennon albums were done, they're all rock people in there. And someone said to my husband, "How long have you been here?" And Sam said, "Well, we're finished. We've been here for 2 days. How long have you been here?" Sam said. And they said, "Since August." And it's just completely, it's a whole different world. However, Michael felt very strongly, and so did I, that we would get a more of an emotional recording if we did it all at once. I think you tend to lose some of the... When you've done a song like Little Boy Heart that I just did over and over and over, it almost becomes too emotional for me. I get... I never like singers who cry while they sing. I think the trick is to make everybody else feel like crying or laughing while you do not do it yourself. But if you sing a song like that over and over, you will cry just from sheer exhaustion. So I did... I don't think we did more than two takes on anything. We just kind of did it right through. And Michael plays so beautifully. I really didn't need to do that many takes.
Can you give us a little sample of what's on the record, what composers you've done?
Yes. We did Rodgers and Hart. One of those I'll be doing later on. We did Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin. We did... help me, Michael.
Dick Hyman.
Oh, I have a new song that I wrote with Dick Hyman, who has the score now of Zelig, which is called I Always Think It's Love, which is about a girl whose entire life is ruined because of her mad love affair with the film Casablanca. And that's kind of fun. And we've got some of the movie songs on there, like Jimmy McHugh and, Burke and Van Heusen, all those people. It's full of a lot of good old songs.
You have a lot more control than you did before, both in the recording studio, but also in terms of what you want to do. Like you referred before to being at MGM, where it was in the tail end of the big studio days.
Yes.
And they created their performers into what their performers to be, and they told them what movies they were going to be in, and someone had very little control there. What kind of changes do you want to make in your career now? What kind of career do you want to have that's different from the one from the 50s?
Well, I'm not one of those singers who ever says, "Oh, that song is terrible. That's a terrible song." For instance, one of the songs, the one I like almost the most on the album, is "I'm in Love Again," which is 1929 Gershwin, and everybody that I ever mentioned it to until Michael Abene said, "Oh, that's a corny song." It isn't. It comes out. It's terrific. I love it. I never turn a song down without looking at it. But I don't ever want to be told. I just don't want to be in one of those ruts again. I don't want to be told that I sound like Judy Garland or that I sound like, I don't know who else, Peggy Lee. By the time you finish a career, they'll tell you that you sound like everybody. I mean, I've been told that I sounded like just about everybody in the world, including Tony Bennett. It's madness. I don't really think that I sound like anyone. I don't copy anyone. I don't try to sing like anyone. And I think that for the first time, I'm a grown woman. I think people tend to take a grown person seriously. I'm not a kid. And I think that I want to be, I just want to do, I want to be a little more relaxed. I'm not hungry any longer. I don't have to make a living. That's a terrible thing to say, but you tend to be a little more relaxed when you know that an axe is not going to fall and tomorrow you're going to be on the street. It is a little different.
Well, I'm so much enjoying your music and
so
having you performing again. It's terrific. So I think I'll ask you to continue the concert.
I think I'll have a drink of water.
Yeah, here's some water for you.
I ran out. This happened to me once in a nightclub. Thank you. And I threw it down from someone's table, and it was straight gin.
Some people
I sang
really
songs that
weren't
even out yet. I tell you.
Well, I want to remind our listeners that this is a live studio concert, and you're tuned to 91 FM. This is Fresh Air, and performing with us today two very special guests, singer Peggy King and pianist Michael Abeni, who's joining us today. He lives in New York. And we have a studio audience here, and I want to again welcome everybody who's here, and thank you for being here. And thanks again to Peggy King and Michael Abeni, who will continue the performance.
You probably all know that Linda Ronstadt has a big band album out. And well, for those of you who don't, I'll tell you. Linda Ronstadt, the rock singer, or the Today singer, has a big band album out. And I figured if she could sing the big band stuff, which is where I come from, that I could sing something from Today. So what we're singing here is songs from 1925 to 1975, actually, 50 years of wonderful American popular music. But of course, my old roots came through, and what happened is we took this Today song by a young man named David Pomerantz, who lives in California and is a wonderful performer himself, and we wrapped it around a bunch of the old songs from the 40s movies. So fear not, fair listeners.
Candles burning, glasses are chilled, and soon he'll be by. Hope and pray he'll say that he's willing to give us another try. Put on the old 45s, and maybe the old songs will bring back the old times. Maybe the old lines will sound new. Maybe I'll put my head on his shoulder. Maybe old feelings will come through. Maybe we'll start to cry and wonder why we ever walked away. Maybe the old songs will bring back the old times and make him want to stay.
This is a song from, oh dear, a very old film. Alice Faye sang this song. Hello Frisco, hello, that was the name of it. And this is my mom's favorite song. Mama.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Hudson Schwartz.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes. My love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase that fabulous face before me. Confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. It was the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But he only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. Who could have known your cousin would come along and give us the eye? I understand that you feel upset. But what do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. Come along and give us the eye. I understand that you feel upset. Oh, what do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, didn't you know? distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue.
Barry Manilow. I think it would be proper for me to say that he's going to surprise him, he's going to fall out of his chair, that my singing has been very influenced by my son, who is a singer, a rock singer, and just beginning his career. His name is Jonathan Rudofker. Remember that name. Jonathan King, maybe he'll call himself. But I have been influenced by his singing. I think it's crazy because you're 50 years old not to admit that you can be influenced by something else. That's a good song, and that's today's singing, and I love it. And I'll probably, John and I would like to do an album together called Cross Over the Bridge, and I think that would be such, don't you think that would be a great album? Yeah, see? And these are not kids who are saying this, John. We could sell four albums, right? I saved the best for last, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say because we don't have time today to do my dear friend Frank Lesser, and we aren't doing Cole Porter, and we aren't even doing Irving Berlin, which we really should do that because it's kind of wonderful if you sing a wrong lyric. I think a while ago I sang Movies twice instead of Telephone. If you happen to get caught up in the moment and sing one wrong line, you know, Mr. Berlin finds you, and he's 95 years old. I mean, he comes down from Sutton Place, and he finds you. So we could have had some excitement here today, but maybe again. If I had to choose a favorite set of, I love Jerome Kern, and I sing a lot of Kern, but I really, really love the lyrics of Lorenz Hart. I think there has never again been anyone of his like. He was the most prolific, the most incredible lyricist that ever lived. He was a dynamic little man under 5 feet. He never ran until, he never walked when he could run, they say, and he never giggled when he could laugh, and he never talked when he could scream. You know, there were no grays, and I understand that because that's me. He was just all out, and he had an unhappy life. He had an unhappy time. The world wasn't really ready for his personal life. And he was in Philadelphia doing a show and kept running to Wanamaker's and buying raincoats and overcoats because he kept running out without them, getting cold. And he did that once too often, and he died at a very, very young age. But he left us this incredible legacy. Richard Rodgers, of course, went on to write with the great Oscar Hammerstein, and that's wonderful too. But for me, there isn't anything like Rodgers and Hart. Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive. But I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm as the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand. To be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. But I didn't know what year it was. Life held no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise. And I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. But I didn't know what year it was. Life held no prize. Wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Sam and I go to a hotel on Lake Como in Italy called the Villa d'Este. And this song always reminds me of the Villa. I don't know why it has about 300 rooms. I don't know why this song should remind me of it. But this was it was from 1936. It was from a play called On Your Toes, which is again on Broadway, On Your Toes. So you can hear this song every night of the week. There's a hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking from the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people who wants people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well,
We'll thank the small hotel and creep into our little shell. And we will thank the small hotel. Together.
Thank you. This is my favorite song of all. I think it's the unhappiest. It's from Slaughter on 10th Avenue. And I think it's the greatest verse ever written by anybody. You have to picture the girl singing this song looking in a mirror. It's very important. Okay. Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so that's on the album, with just Michael Abene and me, just the two of us. No instruments or anything. I love it. This song was banned. It was written in 1930. I never knew it until I was about 25 years old, because it was banned from the radio. They felt it was suggestive. When you think of what they're singing on the radio today and what they're doing on television, you'll laugh. But this girl would lie in her bed at night and picture her lover dancing across her ceiling. And somebody thought it was suggestive. He dances overhead on the ceiling by my bed, in my sight through the night. I try to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more, since it is a dancing floor just for my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there.
just for my love.
We feel very proud and privileged to have just presented this live broadcast with singer Peggy King and pianist Michael Ebene. And I want to thank our studio audience for joining us. I've gotten so much pleasure from this concert. It was really a wonderful performance, and we are truly proud to have been able to present it.
It was our pleasure. It was definitely our pleasure, and you were such a great audience. Can I take you with me wherever I go?
I want to thank the Philadelphia Foundation for funding this concert and making it possible. The technical direction for today's concert was provided by Jay Goldman with assistance from Joyce Lieberman. And I also want to thank our technical director, John Knapp, for doing the work for Fresh Air this afternoon. Thanks again to everyone who's helped make this concert possible: Laura Marcucci, who provided assistance, Danny Miller, who produced it, Maeve McGoran, the associate producer of the show. And thanks again to Peggy King and Michael Ebene. Now, I want to mention that they do have an album that will be coming out in, about at the beginning of the new year. And the album is called Rain Sometimes, which is the title song. And the pianist who you heard today, Michael Ebene, is the pianist and arranger for that concert. And I want to remind our listeners also that Peggy King lives here in Philadelphia. So she's a kind of national treasure that's located in our city, and we should all consider that. So it's great to have Peggy King performing again, and thanks again for everybody who's made this concert possible.